Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. In today's deep dive, we're looking at a name that's practically synonymous with streaming itself, Netflix. The stock has been a wild ride over the last decade, rewarding patient investors handsomely, but the last 12 months have exposed some serious questions about its future trajectory. Is this a buying opportunity after the recent pullback, or are the best days behind the streaming king? Let's break it all down. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, let's set the stage. Netflix is a global entertainment powerhouse, operating in over 190 countries with roughly 222 million paying subscribers. It's headquartered in Los Gatos, California, and has fundamentally changed how the world consumes content. From its roots as a DVD-by-mail service to a streaming giant that's now diving headfirst into gaming and live events, this company has never stopped evolving. The business model is straightforward but powerful. Netflix generates the vast majority of its revenue from monthly subscription fees. In fiscal year 2025, total revenue hit over $45 billion. That's a massive number, and it's growing. The company operates on a scale that few can match, investing billions annually in original content, technology, and now, interactive experiences. Under the leadership of co-CEO Ted Sarandos, Netflix is navigating a mature streaming landscape by doubling down on what works: great content, global reach, and improving monetization. Let's talk about where that money comes from. Geographically, the United States and Canada remain the biggest cash cow, contributing nearly $20 billion in revenue in 2025. But the growth story is increasingly international. EMEA brought in over $14.5 billion, while Latin America and Asia Pacific each chipped in around $5.3 billion. That's a diversified revenue base, which helps insulate the company from any single market downturn. And while the core business is streaming, Netflix is aggressively expanding into new areas like mobile apps and gaming, which we'll touch on in a moment. Now, let's get into the most recent quarter. Netflix reported its Q1 2026 earnings on April 16th, and there's a lot to unpack. Revenue grew at a solid 12% to 14% clip, and operating margins are expanding nicely. Management highlighted their confidence in the business model, pointing to strong engagement and healthy subscriber trends. The key theme from the call was that Netflix is moving from a period of heavy investment into a phase of harvesting cash flow and improving profitability. They're not just chasing subscribers anymore, they're focused on the bottom line. During the Q1 earnings call, management emphasized that the advertising-supported tier is a significant growth driver. They're seeing healthy adoption and are working to scale that business. Another big topic was the company's foray into live events and gaming, specifically around the 2026 FIFA World Cup. They're releasing a new FIFA World Cup game on Netflix Games and producing specials tied to the tournament. The message was clear. Netflix is no longer just a passive viewing platform. They want to be an interactive entertainment destination. The tone was confident, but not arrogant. They acknowledged the competitive landscape, particularly from the likes of Amazon and Disney, but believe their focus on variety and global content gives them a unique edge. Let's look under the hood at the financial statements. The numbers here are impressive. In 2025, Netflix generated over $10 billion in net income on $45 billion in revenue. That's a net profit margin of over 28%, which is exceptional for a media company. Free cash flow was a staggering $9.4 billion. Compare that to just a few years ago when the company was burning cash to build its content library. The balance sheet is solid too. They have over $9 billion in cash and short-term investments, with total debt of about $29 billion. The debt-to-equity ratio is a reasonable 0.54, and they have a current ratio of 1.4, meaning they have plenty of liquidity. They're also aggressively buying back shares, reducing the share count by nearly 2% annually, which is a huge tailwind for earnings per share. Now for the SWOT analysis. Starting with strengths, Netflix's brand is global, its content library is unmatched, and its recommendation algorithm is a competitive moat. The financials are best in class, with high margins and massive free cash flow. Weaknesses: the business is heavily dependent on content spending, and that's a risk. Also, the core streaming market in the US and Canada is mature, so future growth has to come from international markets and new business lines. Opportunities are exciting. The ad-supported tier, gaming, and live events like the World Cup could open up new revenue streams. There's also potential for price increases over time. Threats are real and present. Competition from Amazon, Disney, and now deep-pocketed tech players is fierce. And there's always the risk of subscriber churn if content quality dips. The recent 24% drop from the post-earnings high shows that investors are getting squeamish. Looking at recent performance, the stock is down about 6% in the last month and over 15% in the last 3 months. Over the past year, it's actually down over 31%. That's a significant pullback from the highs. But zoom out to the 5-year picture, and you're still up over 68%. The volatility is baked into this stock. The market is clearly pricing in concerns about decelerating growth and competitive pressure. From a technical perspective, the stock is testing some key support levels. A break below could signal further downside, but for long-term investors, this kind of pullback is often where opportunities are made. Let's get into the valuation, and this is where it gets interesting. We ran a comprehensive fair value analysis using a forward PE model, which is the most appropriate framework for a mature compounder like Netflix. The model confidence is high, and the setup passed our sanity checks. The current forward PE is around 21.4, which reflects a company that's still growing, but at a more moderate pace. So what's the fair value? Our analysis puts the fair value at roughly $80.69 per share, which is very close to the current price of around $82.88. That implies a slight downside of about 1.8%. The DCF model, which we use as a supporting check, actually suggests a slightly higher value of 80.48, so the stock is trading in a reasonable range. What drives this valuation? First, the forward PE multiple. We're applying a target of 22, which is a slight premium to the current multiple, and poor, justified by the ad tier and international expansion. Second, free cash flow conversion is expected to remain strong, with ratios between 85% and 90% of net income. Third, the aggressive share buyback program, reducing shares by 1.7% annually, is a powerful EPS growth driver. And fourth, the terminal PE of 20 reflects a mature but still growing company. The valuation suggests the market has already priced in a lot of the good news, but it's not egregiously overvalued. So here's my take. Netflix is a fantastic business with a durable competitive advantage. The recent pullback makes the risk-reward more interesting, but it's not a screaming bargain. The forward PE is reasonable, but the days of hypergrowth are likely behind us. The key upside is the advertising business and gaming, which could add billions in revenue over the next few years. The key risk is competition and the potential for subscriber growth to stall. If you're a long-term investor, I think NFLX deserves a spot in a diversified portfolio, but I wouldn't expect the same 68% 5-year return we saw in the past. The 5-year outlook suggests a modest CAGR, meaning a $10,000 investment today would be worth around $9,800 in 5 years, roughly flat. That's not a home run, but it's also not a disaster. It's a hold with a watchful eye. What do you think about NFLX? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.